Who likes the sound of a trumpet? There's always a message in the sound of a trumpet in Bible days. I remember we were in the army when the bugler sounded the bugle a certain way. That was a certain message given to us in the sounding of the bugle. Well, Sally propped herself upon the pillow as her mother read the Bible, as she usually did every night. And they happened to read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where mother read about the trumpet sounding and the dead in Christ arising and going to be with the Lord. "What's that all about?" Sally said. "I don't really understand that." "That's what we call the rapture of the church," smiled mother. "It's when Jesus comes to take all of his people off the earth and take them to be with him." "What about the dead coming out of the grave?" "Will Daddy come out of the grave too?" said Sally. Mother smiled. "It's going to be a wonderful day, Sally." Sally shuddered. "That doesn't sound wonderful to me. It sounds spooky and scary. I hope it doesn't happen for a long time. Jesus won't come tonight, will he?" "Well, he may not," Mother said, "but he could. He doesn't say when he's coming back again." "But why does it make you afraid, Sally?" "Well, it's spooky." As she pulled the blankets up around, "it gives me the creeps to think about seeing the Lord in the middle of the night." "Sally, tell me, would you be afraid to see your daddy again, or do you want to see him again?" "Afraid to see daddy?" said Sally. "I can't wait to see him. I love him, and I know he loves me too." Mother spoke quickly. "You're not afraid to see your daddy because you love one another. But you are afraid to see the Lord Jesus. Could it be that you don't love the Lord Jesus like you love your daddy? And you don't think the Lord Jesus loves you?" Sally thought. "I guess that's it," she admitted. "You see," Mother said, "the Lord Jesus loves you. And he died for you, Sally, so that when he comes, you might be ready to go to be with him. And if you would realize that he loved you, then you too would love him. And if you loved him, you would be anxious to see him." "I understand that," said Sally thoughtfully. "I do want to be ready when the Lord comes. And I do realize that he loved me and died for me. And I want him as my Savior right now." So she trusted the Lord Jesus, and she was ready for the coming of the Lord. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Only if you trust him as your Savior will you be ready when Jesus comes.